opponent's integrity.
Okay, and if you're going to buy some flour, you go to the store and you buy two. If you're going to buy some flour, you want to buy a quantity of flour. You might buy a bag that weighs how much?
2 pounds, 5 pounds.
Okay. And let me see. The other thing you use in cooking, like pancakes or something like that, you put flour in it, and then you might put in also a couple of what? Flour, milk, what else?
Egg.
Egg, okay. The inside part of the egg, what do you call that?
Well, that's divided into various layers, you know.
Okay, what are they?
The white and the yolk.
Okay. You ever call the yolk anything else besides the yolk? And you ever hear it called anything else?
Well, I'd be interested in hearing what it might be called.
The yellow, for example?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Or even the yelk?
Mm-mm.
Never heard it pronounced
that? Yelk?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Or what about, you mentioned clearly pronouncing L's earlier. Would you pronounce that L when you were a kid? Was that one of those words like...
Yolk?
Yeah.
I think so, uh-huh.
Yolk?
But it might have been... did I pronounce it then?
I didn't listen. I wasn't really listening.
We'd have to see. I don't know that if I did, I probably did, and it's probably more pronounced when I was a kid because, of course, that... So much of my pronunciations were affected by the words orthography.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The color of a yolk is what?
Yellow.
Okay. And
unless, of course, that you have been feeding your chickens right, if they get enough vitamin A, they'll be almost a deep orange.
Okay.
Little interesting little tidbits of information.
Yeah, right. I wanted you to say that word anyways.
What?
Orange.
Good.
Let me see. What are some of the ways of cooking eggs?
Well, you can fry them.
Mm-hmm.
You can boil them.
Okay.
Either hard or soft boil.
Okay.
Scramble them. Omelets. Souffles. Oh, the endless ways. Or you can shir them. You can... bake them in cream, you know, eggs, beurre, noir, they're just, eggs are good people anyway.
What about if you maybe have a small, thin layer of boiling water in your, or simmering water?
Oh, poach an egg,
Poach
right, certainly.
Okay. And then...
I'm just to forget that one. Maybe it's because that I was... consciously repressing. The last time I poached an egg, the yolk burst.
Okay. Let me see. And along with the eggs in the morning, you often eat what?
Bacon.
Bacon?
I'm not supposed to, but then that's, I do anyway.
Okay.
But also grits, and if I fry it, I'll have it on a piece of toast or English muffin. But there's nothing worse. I love, you know, you go to restaurants, you know, and you order fried eggs. And there are these things sitting on a plate. You know, what are you supposed to do with them?
Yeah.
You know, that you cut into them, they run everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, they just ought to have enough sense to know that, you know, you put fried egg on toast. But I'm being a little bit, what's the word? I can't think of it. Word that... Well, it doesn't matter. It's the word that means you expect everyone to conform to your ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Setting ways, maybe.
Yeah.
But I don't really believe that.
Okay. Well, what do you have in besides, if you're eating some eggs in the morning, besides bacon, what else would you have?
Ham.
Ham.
Not supposed to eat that at all. But